Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, before you post all those pictures on social media of your vacation, you might want to wait a minute and listen to this information.
Okay. Mm-hmm. This doesn't sound good.
Well, they say posting more than 8 vacation photos on social media is seen as spamming to other people.
I saw that, and I don't know if I agree. It depends. It depends on how you do it.
They found that rather than enjoying their friends' travel snaps, followers are more likely to be annoyed because a bunch of pictures, and also kind of envious that you're on vacation and they're not.
Here's how I feel about it. I think even 2 posts about your vacation start to get annoying.
Do you really?
But 1 post of a bunch of pictures, like a folder or a gallery, I'm okay with. But I don't want to see your vacation keep popping up in my stream every day, reminding me that I'm not there and you are.
Well, and that's what some people do because they're taking the pictures of
each day.
Different things each day. Like they're going to the beach one day.
Wait till you get home.
The next day they're going to maybe a museum or something.
And then post me a big gallery of them and I'll flip through them and say it looks like you had a good time.
I just get them back. I go break into their home while they're gone.
Good idea, Kato, because you know they're not there.
Yeah, they're not there. They're rubbing it in that you're not with them. Wish you were here. Yeah. Well, you should have been home.
You want to look through their feed and make sure they didn't just get a security system a few weeks before.
Now, when you're posting, how do you post yours? The same
I do
way?
It day by day. I never thought of that before.
Oh, do you?
I didn't think of that.
Yeah, okay.
But I will say, when I see other people doing it every single day, it gets on my nerves.
It gets on your nerves when they do it, but not when you do it.
I can see a few days I'm not going to get mad, but there's a point where, you know, if they've been there 2 weeks, you're like, who gets 2 weeks of vacation? This is making me mad.
Okay.
Don't act like I'm the only one. Y'all get mad too.
How do you post yours, Heidi?
One big post. Like, hey, we had a great time, and I post maybe 6-8 pictures.
Heidi's very secretive to begin with. She don't want you to know where she went, what she did. Sometimes she'll post her pictures of her vacation. She's got a brown paper bag over her face, and the location is blacked out.
I know I've been trying to break into her place forever, but I don't know when she's home.
Exactly. Yeah. And I have an alarm system, too.
Well, you know what?
I saw you post that.
About half the people said they like to see friends' vacation photos.
Yeah, there's a point where it's cool.
They're more popular than pet pictures that you put on your social media.
Wow.
Yeah, that's because your pet is cool to you, but other people don't care much about your pet.
I like
pet
pictures.
The cutest pet in the world.
They say they also enjoy them more than group shots of friends on Facebook, which surprised me because most time, like if you're a friend, you're maybe in that group
shot. That's why they don't like them, because if they're not in it.
That's all I'm ever in. All I do is ever get tagged, and I'm always most always in a group shot.
And you don't even remember being there.
Nah.
Yeah, I do. I got the picture, Tom.
You didn't know it until you saw the picture.
I don't get crazy like that.
Okay. Well, and then 28% of these social media users claim that their carefully crafted shots don't get as many likes as they feel like they deserve.
Oh.
Right.
So you're going to see, you automatically go to see how many likes and comments you have on your photos, right?
Oh, yeah.
No, you do?
Heidi Aiken, you don't do that.
I don't specifically go to see if that picture was liked.
I don't either.
I do.
I don't.
That's how you keep up with how many people like you.
Yeah.
I got a lot of people that like me.
Liked
me.
Yeah, like me.
Yeah.
Those are hard conversations too to have.
It just makes me feel, you know,
better about yourself.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't do it because I forget. I'm like, oh, I posted that, didn't I?
Okay. Well,
I don't go back and check because I forget I posted it.
If you are going to post your vacation shots, they say people, these are the top ones they like. The beautiful landscapes, like the place you've not seen before.
Like the sunset or something.
Yeah, that. And iconic locations.
Like the Coliseum or the beach, the Gaffney Peak.
Yeah, okay, Statue of Liberty, stuff like that.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, the Statue of Liberty would be weird if you were not in New York and you post a picture of Statue of Liberty.
They have one in France, and they have one in
Las Vegas.
I've been to that one.
Yeah.
Those are all 3 worth posting.
Okay, and then New York was actually named the best city for taking your social media pictures. So,
Yeah, it's got a lot of iconic landmarks.
And I like funny pictures. It doesn't have to be of your vacation. Like, I saw a friend, he posted a picture of someone in Myrtle Beach with an ankle monitor on while they were dancing.
Okay.
I'm like, that's Myrtle, Dirty Myrtle right there. Yeah, that was just fun. It was a fun vacation photo.
I like to post pictures of an old vacation. Like, if I went to New York, I'll post a bunch of pictures of Radio City Music Hall and stuff like that. And then sit at my door with a shotgun and wait for someone to come over and try to steal my stuff.
Clever.
I'm not liking say that's baiting the field, but I like it.
Yeah. I'm not liking that picture either. Because it's fake.
Well, and just to let you know, Tom, I know you've been to these places. Paris and Rome were second on the list of cities that people want to see as vacation photos.
Paris, Texas, Rome, Georgia? That's awesome.
Paris Mountain.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.